Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. Part of my job has me traveling, and in the next couple of weeks, I've got a couple of locations I haven't been before. So coming up more immediately is a trip to Brazil. I've got a few events in a few different cities in Brazil, so it's going to involve hopping on lots of airplanes and long flight there, of course, and back. So that is and that'll be interesting. Being from California originally and living in the San Francisco Bay Area, certainly, and I'm used to hearing Spanish anyway, although Portuguese is a little bit different. But I love Brazilian barbecue, so I'm sure a couple of the places that I'm doing events are a Fogo de Chao, so I'm assuming that's a chain down there too. So I think I know what I'm in for in terms of food. but another place I'm going is Bulgaria, which I don't know that I have any knowledge about what goes on, what they're famous for, And I'm very lucky, I think, with the job that I have, that I get to go to these places that you may not have been before, and you get to see how different people, just exist in their day-to-day lives. And I think if people traveled more, maybe not necessarily, you don't have to go as far as I'm going, but just go to a different city, a different state, a different country. It depends on where you live and what those options are, but just go somewhere different and see how people are, and what you'll find out is that people aren't really that different. I think what's surprising is if you go to a foreign country and you see, if you're an American and you go to a foreign country and you see American brands, it's, on one hand, I find that somewhat appalling because it's like, hey, we've taken over the world through commerce, I guess. But there are similar kinds of places that are local, and you might find something that's different and unique and whatever. And I'm hoping that I will, get to see something that I haven't seen before, and it's not going to be, I'm not necessarily going to have a bunch of time to do like a touristy thing, but, I always try to do that, but it's, the realities of travel do make that a bit challenging sometimes. So I'm going to try. We'll see what I see in these countries, but I think people would we'd have less misunderstanding, less arguments or whatever, if people would just go somewhere else and look at the world from a different vantage point. There's a lot of people, especially in America, that just don't get out of their own city, right? Or where they live, right? I mean, they don't see just how different people, they have different conditions that they live under, and that they do different, they're just trying to get by. I mean, we're all just trying to get by, and I get some people get all freaked out when I go to Israel, and Israel's the people there aren't that different than anywhere else in the world. They have a lot of neighbors that don't like them, and there's definitely some politics in that area, but and governments do stuff that we disagree with, and even though in a lot of places we elect the governments, or where the people elect the governments, it's still, but the reality is the governments do stuff that that don't necessarily reflect what the people are saying or whatever. And so I think, you just meet regular people and you realize that, I've met people all over the world, and you realize that people aren't all that different. If you actually do that, you have a different perspective on the world, I wish more people would do that. I've been very lucky throughout my life where I've been able to, not just before this job or before other jobs I've had, but in my life, I've had the opportunity to be other places and experience different things. I mean, I, you know, I lived in Hawaii for a few years, which is very different than living on the mainland. You know, and of course living in California, I'm exposed, to a lot of different, cultures just in California, just because of all the different, ethnic populations around there. So I consider myself fairly well-rounded, although I know I've got a lot to learn as far as, the world is pretty big and, you know, I can't have possibly seen all the different cultures out there. I'm still, you know, there's still some places I want to explore. And I'd like to go to Japan. It's always been a place I've wanted to go. And I took Japanese in high school, and it was like, because I always thought it would, and I thought the culture was fascinating, just from, you know, because when you learn a language, certainly in high school, you learn a little bit about the culture. You kind of have to in order to understand the, why words are said certain ways, people need to, just see and experience how other people live, and then they realize that we've got more in common than we think we would have otherwise. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.